You're listening to audio coverage of Sun and Fun 2019 on avweb.com.
Hi, this is Mark Cook for Avweb. I'm sitting here today at Sun and Fun 2019 with Tim Rail from GAMI. We're going to talk about some of the new products that are introduced here at the show, as well as talk about some fuel there at the end. So pass it off to you, Tim. Thanks for joining me.
We have two new press releases that we're announcing here at Sun and Fun this year. The first of which is a gross weight increase for normally aspirated Bonanzas. Tornado Alley Turbo has had some gross weight increases approved for turbo normalized Bonanzas for some time, but based on some new certification work that we've done, we've been able to extend that out to the naturally aspirated Bonanza series. The model ranges covers S model Bonanzas and later models, F33As, A36s, G36s, and the like. The gross weight increases range from 180 pounds to 300 pounds with the A36s and G36s having max gross takeoff weights approved of 3,900 pounds. In order to qualify for those gross weight increases, the airplanes have to be equipped with three of GAMI's modifications, which include, first of all, the GAMI ejector fuel injectors, and second, the liquid air baffle kit, or components of that, depending on the configuration of the airplane. The current baffle kit that's installed, it might be just certain components of the liquid air baffle kit, or it might be the whole baffle kit. And then also the airplane has to be equipped with a 550B engine, which could either have been installed under STC or may have been installed as a part of the type certificated airplane itself. The other thing that we are offering is our new GAMI spec 550 engine, which is available for both naturally aspirated as well as turbo normalized Bonanzas. The series of Bonanzas is the same, pretty much S models through G36s, those airplanes that were originally equipped with IO520 or IO550 engines. And this new GAMI spec 550, as we call it, is a custom built 550B Continental engine. We tend to specialize and enjoy the great Continental engines, and we have some new things available to it that make it even better. In addition to the GAMI ejector fuel injectors that have long improved those engines, with now over 27,000 sets of those flying, we have added a few things to it that further improve that engine's performance, and in particular, the durability of these engines. When we get the fuel-air ratios balanced right, it helps the cooling of the engine, the smoothness, the fuel efficiency, etc. But we've added the opportunity to put what is called a taper-thin barrel cylinder on that engine. Now, this cylinder design is different in that the steel barrel of the cylinder has a tapered depth of the cooling fins that reduce the depth of those fins towards the base of the cylinder, the purpose being that then, using a larger trapezoidal-shaped intercylinder baffle between those cylinders, it blocks off some of the airflow that would otherwise be lost through the cooling fins of the barrel, which is then sort of wasting air that would be otherwise preferred to be in the head available for cooling the aluminum head. That's really where the heat load is. It's where the metal has a sensitivity to the temperature. So that design cylinder has been used by Continental for many years on other engine models, but not the IO550B. We did some certification work a few years back certifying the PMA taper fin cylinder for Superior Air Parts, and they allowed us to be privy to the certification data for that. And recognizing the improved characteristics of that cylinder, we have opted to make that available on the 550B and have done so, and complete with changes to the liquid air baffle kit to accommodate those tapered barrels. and it cools better. It probably buys between 5 and 10 degrees of improved temperature cooling. And, you know, cooling is very important for us, particularly on the turbo normalized engines, where we tend to operate those engines at power limited by the maximum cylinder head temperature of the hottest cylinder. So anything that we can do to reduce the cylinder head temperatures across the board actually adds performance and capability to the turbo normalized airplane. But the same is true for normally aspirated as well. So these are now available for normally aspirated IO550Bs together with components of the liquid air baffle kit. And then we all know that these big bore Continental engines have had a long history of early loss of compression due to leakage at the exhaust valve. And we've studied this for years, and we recognize that there are some fundamental design issues that lend themselves towards this susceptibility. And you have to first build the cylinders properly, work the tolerances very carefully in the valve areas and such. But we've also realized that there is a design characteristic that tends to sideload the top of the valve. And as the engine wears, the bushing in the rocker arm wears in a particular direction. As it does so, that rocker arm increases its angular attack on the top of the valve, sideloading the valve and exacerbating the wear in the guide of the valve. So to remedy that, some years ago, Ultimate Engines developed an STC to change out the bushing in the rocker arm with a needle bearing. And it was implemented in the field and had good success. And we have followed up with engine builders who had seen engines built with those needle-bearing rocker arms at TBO. And they reported that there was essentially no wear in that area at all, which then maintained better alignment on the top of the valve. And the result is a greatly reduced wear characteristic in that interface between the valve and the guide. So the bottom line is we think it's going to substantially improve the durability of the cylinders, maintain good compressions, hopefully to TBO. Our goal in the end is to be able to warranty these cylinders to TBO. And so we're pretty excited about that. We are not yet in production of this STC, but hope to be later this year. And we'll make a further announcement of that at the time.
Those sound like really good programs. Now, for the customer standpoint, what is this likely to look like? Are there installations available at GAMI, or is this likely to be something that's done at a local shop?
Well, it can go either way. We can ship out an engine configured as necessary, or we can do the installations at GAMI and Tornado Alley Turbo. With respect to the GAMI Spec 550, we have a few select engine builders that we work with that we have put together a set of specific build tolerances for, and they should contact either myself or John Paul at GAMI, and we'll be happy to work up a quote for them. The lead time on these is about 8 weeks, so they're not just built on the shelf. Pricing, this is definitely a custom build engine. It's a bit of a premium over a factory reman or a rebuilt engine. It's on the order of where a factory new engine would be. But it also depends on which of those options might be implemented in the particular engine we're talking about.
All right, so we know the Bonanzas come in a lot of different forms. You got V-tails and you got some later A36s. Map out for me kind of how the gross weight increases are likely to stack up for those aircraft.
The V-tails get the least at about 180 pounds. The pre-84 model A36 probably get the most with a 300-pound increase. But whether it's a pre-84 or a post-84 A36 or G36, they both end up at 3,900 pounds, 100 pounds shy of where we would put them with a 550 turbo normalized engine. So those have 4,000 pound max gross takeoff weights.
Well, thanks, Tim. Those sound like really good products. Let's circle back a little bit and talk about your fuel program. What's going on with that?
Okay, well, that is continuing to demand a lot of our attention. We are now in our seventh year of FAA certification of the G100UL fuel. continues to perform wonderfully, and we think that it's the best fuel of any of those that are candidates being tested currently. We lack really only one more test to get our first set of engine and airframe STCs. It's a detonation test. It's going to be done in our test facility on an engine that is a high compression ratio, sort of super turbo boosted engine. It's the Cirrus turbo normalized IO550N engine, but the manifold pressure is going to be increased up to 350 horsepower, such that that engine will serve as a 350 horsepower and less example for multiple engines satisfaction purposes. And hope to have that completed in about 3 months' time and get our first set of STCs for, there will be two STCs issued, one for airframes and one for engines. Then following that, we have some additional tests that are laid out to further expand that to other airplanes and engines. And hopefully within about a year thereafter, the various slate of tests that are being worked out with the FAA will essentially give us a fleet-wide certification of the fuel. What happens then is hard to say. We think that probably once at least one satisfactory, available, cost-competitive solution is available that doesn't require modifications to the airplane, operational changes by the pilot, can be mixed with 100 low lead, all of which our G100 UL meets those requirements, that certain locations will mandate the removal of the leaded fuel from the airfield, then we'll begin the transition. The EPA will follow through shortly thereafter with an endangerment finding on lead in avgas, and once that happens, then the industry will be driven towards a full transition to an unleaded fuel in a few years' time. Given that the PAFI organization is continuing to test at least one other fuel, it is likely that they will cooperate in that regard and help to see that the EPA does not impose an excessively rapid transition on the industry, and that the industry can tolerate the time frames to do this right, much as they did with automobiles. But I would expect that we'll be flying in unleaded fuel pretty much nationwide in 5 years.
Well, thanks a lot, Tim. I appreciate your time here at Sun and Fun. I'll let you get back to the booth and sell some engines. We appreciate your time.